working together. Schools get their money on time. California Highway Patrol gets their money on time. All state agencies are able to move forward, and it works great.
Senator Maldonado said that he has many pieces of legislation pending, including his birth certificate bill and rural crime bill, which will both be affected by the outcome of the budget negotiations. And Green Acres Elementary School in Live Oak has become the latest victim of school vandalism to hit the area over the past few weeks. Teachers and students Wednesday morning discovered that the school's Life Lab garden of dozen flower beds, plants, and trees had been destroyed by vandals sometime overnight. Damage was estimated at more than $5,000. Graffiti was also found painted at Shoreline Middle School on the same day. Your KSCO Central Coast weather, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s along the coast and in the lower 80s inland. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight should be clear. Lows expected in the 40s with west winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Boaters forecast for Monterey Bay, westerly winds 10 to 20 knots through the afternoon, diminishing a little tonight to 10 to 15 knots. Wind waves 2 to 4 feet. Northwest swells 3 to 7 feet, becoming 4 to 9 feet 9 seconds tonight. 58 degrees the temperature at KSCO. Highway Patrol still reporting, still working. There's a pedestrian on the roadway, Highway 156, just west of Lucy Brown Road between San Juan Bautista and Hollister, and the Highway Patrol are headed towards the scene. It's coming up on 6 minutes past 12 noon. Stay tuned for the Radiance and Chocolate Hour on KSCO, following 2 minutes with Richard Jenks, and on KOMY, it's Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
2 minutes with Richard is presented by Cocogevity, the delicious new sky-high antioxidant product from Youngevity. Available now from your local Youngevity distributor or by pickup from KSCO Studios on Portola Drive. Call 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup of Cocogevity, one incredible product.
And now here's the former president of the CBS Broadcast Group, Richard Jenks.
Before radio, a piano in the parlor was a part of the good life in America. The family could listen to solo piano or gather around the piano to sing. The advent of radio substituted vicarious enjoyment of music, listening to other people, for actual playing and singing of music yourself. Harry Truman was perhaps the last U.S. president to play the piano proficiently. He liked Chopin and Mozart and for a time hoped for a career as a concert pianist. The First World War, in which Truman was a captain of artillery, much admired by his men, intervened, and then a political career. As president, Harry Truman still frequently played the piano. Near the close of World War II, Truman met with Stalin and Churchill at Potsdam to discuss strategy for victory against the Japanese. Historian David McCullough tells of a man named Emilio Collado who brought a document for Truman to sign and found him at the piano. Gathered beside him, singing, were Secretary of State Jimmy Burns and military advisor Admiral William Leahy, both with their jackets off. Collado recalled the incident as follows, quote, "The president played the piano quite well in a rather old-time, ragtime manner, and they were having a fine time. They each had a drink. I can't say that the singing was of high quality, but the piano playing was quite good," unquote. Such a presidential scene will probably never happen again. Though, come to think of it, it might if Condoleezza Rice, who is not just a vicarious listener but a gifted musician, were also to become president. But would members of her cabinet take their jackets off and sing? I wonder. I am Richard Jenks.
2 minutes with Richard is a production of the ZBS Radio Network. All rights reserved.
MZ here with a heads up about Cocogevity, the most delicious liquid health supplement I have ever tasted. It has a consistency much like Hershey's syrup and is a proprietary blend of exotic ingredients and luscious fruits from around the world. Cocogevity contains cocogen extract, which is used to make high-quality, great-tasting chocolate. Rich, dark chocolate is known to contain many healthful nutrients, including antioxidants and beneficial phytonutrients. Velvety deep chocolate, recognized as the food of the gods, is known to be higher in antioxidant content than any other food and is revered worldwide for its ability to support optimum health and wellness. It has whole fruit pulp and juice extracts of mangosteen, goji, wolfberry, and acai berry, and the taste is fantastic. To get your own Cocogevity, only $39.50 per quart, call your local Longevity distributor or call KSCO at 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup.
Opinions expressed in the following live program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO. If you'd like to participate, our call-in telephone numbers are 831-479-1080, 831-479-1080.
And good Monday to you. This is Radiance and Chocolate. Your host today, Melissa Stone, and a different co-host today.
My dog, Max, is here in the co-host chair. Hey, everyone, it's Melissa holding down the fort today. Sophie's on vacation. If you're listening, Sophie, hope you're having a great time and relaxing. And Billy will be my little sidekick with Max.
I don't know. Max is bigger than I am.
So if you hear panting, it's not me. It's my dog. So on a different note, today's show is going to be about, we're going to discuss prescription drug abuse, addiction as prescribed by your doctor. And this topic is pretty close to my heart. My best friend of 20 years died about 3 years ago. I watched her for 5 years become addicted to prescription drugs, and I watched her die. So now I work up at the drug rehab in Scotts Valley. I teach yoga. I talk about holistic ways to manage pain, sleep problems. And today on the show, I have some great guests. I have Theo Jackson, who is a registered addiction specialist. He works at the camp where I work. He does private interventions and counseling sessions, and he's a great wealth of information. Hey, Theo, are you here?
I certainly am. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure.
And our other guest is a MD in the area. In the San Lorenzo Valley, she's pretty highly respected, Amy Solomon. Amy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thanks for coming on. So I know Theo and I have had many discussions about prescription drugs and abuse as we see it every week, or he sees it every day. I see it on a weekly basis. So I just wanted to start that conversation, Theo, on the radio here and give out some statistics and talk about what prescription drugs are.
That's a good start. It's prescription drugs basically are any medication that can be used as tools that can help people deal with differing types of physical and emotional trauma. And what we're finding out, anecdotally, is that more and more people are showing up here in treatment as a relapse, in a relapse condition.
Right.
Because they have a toothache, a wisdom tooth, so to speak. And they go to a dentist. And what the dentist does is, they tell me this, the dentist does not delve into their addictive past,
right?
And they are not going to volunteer the information.
Exactly.
So what happens is the dentist just automatically prescribes them Vicodin, and that's where a lot of people start.
Right.
Something as simple, as simple and as complicated and as powerful as Vicodin, they get the idea that it's all right because, after all, the dentist prescribed it, and the dentist said it's no big deal.
Right, and that is why I wanted to bring Amy on, mm-hmm. because she's a doctor.
Right.
And maybe she can give us some insight on, you know, being honest with your doctor and maybe having your doctor help you and know that maybe you might have a problem with addiction and what to do, giving out other information instead of giving a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And as physicians, we have limited time with patients.
Exactly.
And what helps is really when you establish care with your physician and we're taking a past medical history, if you have addictive disease, if you're an alcoholic or you've had a problem with crystal meth or marijuana, or even some people have Benadryl addiction, whatever your addiction is, it's really important to list that as one of your illnesses, as a chronic illness. And, you know, people are concerned about having something like that in their medical record, but there's ways to make that known in a safe environment. The medical record is a private document that doesn't get into public realm, and it's important for the patient's life and safety,
right?
Because relapses kill people. And,
right. Amy, we're going to get back to that right after the break, so hold that thought, because
sure,
that's important. And if you want to talk to Amy or Theo, give us a call at 831-479-1080.
And we'll be right back on Radiance and Chocolate in just a moment.
We here at Eminon Computers want to be your friends. Eminon offers a comprehensive computer repair service for all your needs, including a retail location and our own reliable brand of computers. From large corporate issues to on-site home repair, we at Eminon have the experience and knowledge to keep your relationship with computers a happy one. Please call Eminon in Santa Cruz County at 477-9900 and let us be your computer friends.
Wendy's, located at 5620 Scotts Valley Drive, family-owned and operated for over 14 years, offers the finest food fast. Treat yourself to Wendy's gourmet desserts. Do a frosty float. Cool, creamy vanilla ice cream. Meet your choice of soda in this refreshing real milk dairy dessert. Or a fix and mix frosty, your favorite candy bars, mixed with vanilla or chocolate ice cream. And don't forget the original chocolate or vanilla frosty. Nothing satisfies more than this Wendy's original. Visit Wendy's at 5620 Scotts Valley Drive and don't forget their drive-thru. Do what tastes right. Wendy's in Scotts Valley.
And we're back. And before the break, we were talking to Amy about the responsibility of the patient. So you want to continue that, Amy?
Sure. So when a patient identifies themselves as having addictive disease or alcoholism, and we're able to have that awareness, it's important for us to help patients find other ways to treat pain or anxiety that limits them having access to those kind of medications. And when there is a need for patients to have pain medications, we can help them to be responsible, to notify their sponsors if they're in a 12-step program so that they can be supported in using those medications,
mm-hmm,
or checking in with them. If there's a request for refills, we can keep that communication open within our offices, because lots of other times other doctors will do refills. Our communication needs to be really clear.
Right.
There's a document that's being used across the country now, which are medication management contracts for patients who have chronic pain and need to be on these medications. So the boundaries are really crisp, that you only use one pharmacy, that you're only going to have one doctor. And that can be another topic that we can talk about. But there's a lot of boundaries now about it. So there's the loosey-goosey medication refills and doctor shopping and all that, mm-hmm, is starting to be supervised a lot more clearly.
Well, that is exactly what happened to my friend. Is she was, you know, I call her a Kaiser junkie, you know, 10 different doctors, different pharmacies giving her medication. So nobody knew really what she was taking. And I was appalled when I looked at her medicine cabinet after she died. I couldn't believe the medication she was on and the different doctors that were prescribing this.
So just to give you an anecdotal story here, one of the people here did doctor shop fairly extensively. He was fairly wealthy, and what he had done, he would go in his and he would drive in a 300-mile radius, going from one doctor to the other to the other. He was really set. He was doctor shopping. And one of my ladies who just left, she was here for, she came here before for alcohol addiction. And she'd beat it for about 5 years. And then she had some Xanax and it was off and going from there. And that is exactly what she did. She went on doctor shopping.
Right, exactly.
I think it's really important to remember that the disease of addiction is an illness that's separate, and it can take many forms, and that's how come a lot of people, I think, relapse on pills is because they're so focused on, say, their alcoholism, and then they do get ill, and they're prescribed something, and it just, that illness just crops right up, and they do feel like they've been given permission because someone with authority, like a physician, has given them a gift of a prescription pill that changes the way they feel.
Doc, can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
What is the situation with regard to a national or a state, I don't know what to call it, a database of drugs? When a doctor prescribes a drug to a patient, does that go to some kind of database?
Actually, there is no national database. What's changed in our state over about 2.5 years ago is what they call Schedule II drugs, which is the Vicodins and the Xanaxes and a lot of the opiates, are all now required to be written on a triplicate. So anyone out there who's now received those, you have to now have a special prescription piece of paper so that the pharmacy can keep track of. So. And it's very hard to alter this because there's a little box that gets checked about the amount. So there's a lot of prescription fraud that goes on. Like a doctor might write 10 and it can get altered to 100 very easily.
Right.
So kind of fraud has been reined in.
And I'd like to make a comment about that. That's one of the things that keep people from reporting effectively to their physicians because, again, they think that if they report this, what's going to happen is that it's going to go in a – someone's going to know about it.
Don't you think, though, I mean, it's just my observation that if there was a national database where everybody knew – I mean, doctors could go and immediately know by looking at somebody's basically record that they've already been, prescribed – Xanax and some other thing so that they don't get polypharmacy going?
Well, there is some of it that goes on because most people don't have the ability to doctor shop because they work and everything else and they can't afford it. So a lot of times this stuff does get picked up. You know, I've received phone calls over the hill that says, you know, this looks like a really crazy prescription, and you know, I know your prescribing habits, Dr. Solomon. You would never call this prescription,
right?
So it does get paid up.
And pharmacies are doing a much better job.
That's great. Hey, you guys, we got to go to a break right now, so hold that thought. We'll be right back. Call in 831-479-1080, Radiance and Chocolate.
Hey, did you hear there's a new show on the radio? That's right, and it's for dogs, cats, and all kinds of other critters. It's Dr. Pete's Pet Puri, where listeners call in and talk to the vet. You can get answers to any of your questions about furry or feathered friends. Health, behavior, nutrition, get that second opinion you've been looking for. Or just call to talk about why your pet is so important to you. Join me, Dr. Pete Kiesling, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on 1080 KSCO.
If mom wants fresh seafood, dad wants juicy ribs, daughter wants Vietnamese noodle soup, and son wants a cheeseburger and fries, there's only one place to go. The Santa Cruz Diner. The Santa Cruz Diner is the one restaurant that specializes in doing everything right, all day and all night, Santa Cruz style. Each weeknight, the Santa Cruz Diner features mouth-watering dinner specials that will compete with your own kitchen. Listen.
Monday, it's salmon teriyaki with rice pilaf and sautéed green beans. Or a Yankee pot roast with mashed potatoes and lots of vegetables for only $7.99.
Dinner specials at the Santa Cruz Diner are served from 4 to 11 p.m. and can sell out, so come in early. When you get hungry for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or midnight snacks, it's the Santa Cruz Diner. Children's menus and senior discounts of 15%. Go to the one restaurant that does everything right, the Santa Cruz Diner at 909 Ocean Street, Santa Cruz.
And we're back. Radiance and Chocolate. I'm Melissa Stone, and we're here today talking about prescription drug abuse. And, you know, we were just talking about doctor shopping and people going to different doctors to get different pills and using different pharmacies, and we can talk about that forever, but I'd really like to get to some solutions here. So if I think I'm addicted to prescription drugs, what do I do? Theo and Dr. Solomon, what do I do?
The first thing to do is admit it. Admit it to yourself. This is the 12, I believe in the 12 steps. You admit you have an issue that you have no control over. And then you call up someone or you talk with someone who is non-judgmental.
That's a big one, because a lot of people that are addicted surround themselves with a non-support group.
Absolutely. This gives them the excuse, if you will,
exactly,
to maintain the addiction.
Exactly.
It is important to have, but there is always someone in every addict's life who are supportive and are non-judgmental, willing to accept them unconditionally. You know, willing to say, if you need help, fine, let's go do it, and I'm all for it. If that is not the case, there are hotlines that people can use. And if they have a physician, and this is where I strongly believe this, go talk to the physician immediately. If you feel like you have an addiction problem, tell your doctor immediately.
Okay, and Dr. Solomon, so I come to you and I tell you I'm addicted. What are you going to do? What steps would you take?
And first of all, I would commend you for your honesty and your willingness to get some help, and remind you that this is an illness just like diabetes or heart disease or a sore throat. You know, we know this for a fact, and I think people put so much judgment on it, like it's something that they can control if they just had enough willpower to do it. And we really need to remind our patients, and we really need to remind our public about that. And, you know, we criminalize addiction so much. You know, we did that right in the beginning of our program. You know, our first call was about, you know, getting a system in place to do that. And, and so we need to invite our patients to come in and feel comfortable and talk to us. So, making patients feel welcome and comfortable to talk about all their illnesses, including addiction, and then getting them the help they need. I think inpatient treatment, especially for pill addiction, is one of the greatest places to get them the help. And, you know, we have facilities here. There's places across the country. It's expensive. Some people's insurance really does cover that. Getting them to a 12-step meeting within an hour. There's resources all over our county. We have them available right in our patient rooms here in our office.
Okay, that's great.
And getting family enlisted from the start.
Absolutely.
Getting the communication started that this is a medical illness and that they need help right away and they need the support and love and non-judgmental backup of their family. And getting the house cleaned out of the substance right away. They can start being detoxed right away. And then making sure that they're not going to have any kind of withdrawal that can be dangerous. There are some substances that they can have a withdrawal that's
pretty deadly.
Medically needs some medical supervision.
Yeah.
But most
and one is alcohol.
Detox.
One is alcohol, which I was not aware of until I started working with rehabs. I was not aware that alcohol is very dangerous.
Oh, you mean the detox?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Most pills are safer than alcohol to detox from. You know, we talk about Vicodin's probably the most common pill addiction, and it's probably pretty uncomfortable for patients to detox from, but it's not going to kill them. And we can start that process in the office, like from the first minute they're willing to come in and talk about it.
I agree with Dr. Solomon. The benzo detox is going to be uncomfortable, but it won't kill you. Whereas the alcohol detox, and I've just had one man recently here, he was close to death because he tried to detox after 27 years on his own.
Yeah.
And he collapsed.
It's very dangerous, people. Don't do it. Go find some professional help.
I read a story in, I think it was Reader's Digest, believe it or not, about a fellow who was an alcoholic, and he had to go to the hospital for some medical procedure, an emergency. I think he had a gallbladder or something. And when he had the gallbladder surgery, And his vital signs when he was knocked out weren't quite right to the doctors, and they figured out that he was an alcoholic when he was out,
mm-hmm.
and they left him out for like a week. So, and he literally detoxified while he was out.
Well, that's kind of dangerous.
That's extreme.
Well, that's what I thought. But I guess they did it because they didn't want him to rip his stitches out internally and do a bunch of other things while he was, you know, vomiting and whatnot.
You know, again, I just believe that's very dangerous because seizures happen, and you have to know when they're happening.
Yeah. Right, right.
People have seizures here on a fairly regular basis when we're going through heavy alcohol detox, and I just believe that these people were saved because everyone was aware that they were having the seizure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly opens up a whole other can of worms about how to treat people with addictions and whatnot.
Yes, it does.
If you'll hang on, we'll get back to you, Melissa Stone and Radiance and Chocolate, for a Monday. We also have some callers on the line. Phil, hang on the line. We'll get to your call in a couple of minutes here. If you'd like to participate in Radiance and Chocolate, give us a telephone call today, like Phil did, at 831-479-1080.
Hey, did you hear there's a new show on the radio? That's right, and it's for dogs, cats, and all kinds of other critters. It's Dr. Pete's Pet Puri, where listeners call in and talk to the vet. You can get answers to any of your questions about furry or feathered friends. Health, behavior, nutrition, get that second opinion you've been looking for. Or just call to talk about why your pet is so important to you. Join me, Dr. Pete Kiesling, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on 1080 KSCO.
It's Melissa Stone, intuitive healer and fitness guru from the Santa Cruz Mountains. And I have been told by my clients that I am busy as a bee, and that means I don't have time to get sick. So when I feel run down, I take Youngevity's Killer Biotic FX. Its main ingredient is propolis, a property that bees collect from plants to keep their hives free of bacteria, yeast, and molds. Then I make sure to take good care of myself by eating good foods, lots of garlic, get plenty of rest, a massage, along with a good healing meditation, and I'm flying again. If you want more information, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Be busy, be passionate, sting no one. We're back, and we have a caller on the line. Phil, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for calling in today. You have a question for the doctor or Theo?
No, I have an observation, and what happened is for pain, which is usually caused by inflammation, we found that we've been taking shark liver oil liquid for the last 2 or 3 years, and it kills the pain almost instantly. And I avoid pharmaceutical drugs like the plague because they all have side effects.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
they're bad for our vital organs.
Tell you the side effects, but the TV commercials, I think, should be banned.
Oh, Theo and I have had discussions about those television commercials.
Are obscene.
They're horrible.
And they're false advertising too, because they show people who've got these terrible complaints prancing around like 10-year-olds.
Exactly, and they glamorize it like it's going to be so great. You're just going to float through the air after taking this pill.
Well, you know, the one that gets me is this: is when they read the disclaimer. The big announcer voice guy comes on, and the disclaimer in a 60-second commercial is like 15 seconds long.
Well, and that's anytime you get a prescription drug, you get a novel that says all the things it's going to do to you. And I don't understand why anyone would put that in their body after seeing that.
Yeah, well, the trouble is, you know, they get one, then they get a second and a third, if someone has diabetes or something like that, sugar addiction, and it goes on and on and on. But we found the shark liver oil not only combats inflammation, I take it all the time as a preventative because it boosts my immune system like nothing else on earth. And I take other vitamins as well, but I try and take soluble ones and stuff that gets through to your system, because most of the stuff is just toilet clank. It goes through your system, and as it says, it goes through your system. It doesn't do any good.
Phil, that is excellent proactive. That is an excellent proactive response. Well done.
Great. All right.
Phil, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Phil.
We have, when you talk about addiction, you talk about a whole host of other things going on. I've heard it said that addiction is, the actual person that's addicted is like the tip of the iceberg, and that's the part that shows in their life.
Absolutely. What I found here is that we start focusing on the addiction. That's how I start. We get people stabilized, and then when I start asking questions and getting people to talk, I find that a lot of the addiction has concomitant features, that is, prompting features. People were abused as children. They have very poor interpersonal skills. They have extremely poor self-esteem.
Exactly.
They have repeated traumas in their life that they have suppressed for a long time, and as they fail to be able to keep these traumas repressed, they turn to other substances to numb them. And
right.
Of course, there are people with dual diagnoses, and they start self-medicating. For instance, people with extreme anxiety, they tend to self-medicate with meth or with some other stimulant, things
right.
like that.
Right. And I'm here to tell you, meditation. Meditation is the key to any sleep problem, anxiety,
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I just did yesterday I was talking with one of my guys, and I said, let's try some guided meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a man who was very hyper. And fine, it took about 10 minutes, but he sat in my chair, and he literally fell asleep.
Good.
And then when I brought him out of it, he was saying, I've never felt that way before in my life.
Well, that's what people tell me, too. They're like, wow, that's so awesome.
You know,
15 minutes just rejuvenates me. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to rejuvenate ourselves through meditation.
Well, let's ask the doctor, what's the physiology behind that? Why does meditation make you feel better?
Well, I don't think we really know, quite honestly. I think there's a lot of theories out there, but I mean, there's the whole, gate theory of pain and mm-hmm. the neurotransmitters, and I think in our society, a lot of it has to do with just being still and resting.
Exactly.
And very few people take time for that.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited talking to Melissa, preparing for this, about her upcoming work for chronic pain. I think that's going to be really helpful in my practice. We take care of a lot of patients who have chronic pain, and something that I've observed is patients, they go through their pain medication, and they end up in more pain when they go through withdrawal on
right.
their pain medication, which is physically uncomfortable.
Right.
And for patients to have the savvy to sort out what is their baseline pain versus what is their discomfort from going through withdrawal, I mean, you would need a whole team of experts to be with these people by their side.
Right.
And to give them even one more tool to have, a meditation CD that deals with chronic pain, I think that's wonderful.
Those of you that don't know, I'm putting out a meditation CD in about a month. And two of the meditations on there are for pain management and healing illness. And then I also have a sleep meditation. And I use these meditations at the recovery center where I work. And these people tell me that it helps them. And I don't know how they work or why they work, but they work.
And absolutely.
I think it's like Dr. Amy. May I call you Dr. Amy?
Yeah.
I think it's what Dr. Amy said, that in our society we are so unused to being still.
Exactly.
We have a massive guilt complex around just stopping
and taking care of ourselves.
Value business is what it is.
We tend to say, if I'm taking care of myself, then I'm neglecting something else or someone else.
I should be working. I should be stressed out.
The coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Exactly. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
All right. If you want to talk on this fascinating topic of pain management, and pain in general and addiction and all the host of other things we've been talking about, give us a call at 831-479-1080, and we'll get you on Radiance and Chocolate in a minute. They're fast, and they're coming to the Watsonville Fly-In this weekend. The roar of Marine Corps Harriers, Navy F-18 Hornet, and the Thunder Dolphins Jet Team will be heard over the Pajaro Valley skies at the 43rd Annual Watsonville Fly-In and Air Show, May 25, 26, and 27th at the Watsonville Airport. There'll be hundreds of Golden Age airplanes, warbirds, and homebuilds on display, military aircraft and helicopters, a shine-and-show car extravaganza on Saturday and Sunday, biplane rides, and the B-17 Sentimental Journey. Gates open at noon on Friday, and discounted tickets are now available at www.watsonvilleflyin.org. Simply click and print. The exciting weekend kicks off Friday with the traditional spaghetti dinner, dusk air show, and dazzling fireworks. Don't miss it. Go to www.watsonvilleflyin.org for all the show times and advance tickets. Come and salute our heroes at the Watsonville Fly-In and Air Show on Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, it's Melissa Stone again with one of my wellness tips. When my chakras are out of balance and I need to regain my center, I take a hot bath with Dead Sea Salt, a bath product from Youngevity. Dead Sea Salt cleanses the aura, releasing negative energy while relieving muscle tension. Take a relaxing soak in a Dead Sea Salt bath tonight. Try adding any of Youngevity's essential oils to create your own spa-like treatment at home. For more info, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Are your chakras in balance? And we're back talking about drug addiction, prescription drugs, pain management. Got Theo Jackson, addiction specialist, and Dr. Amy Solomon, physician, on the line with us today. And I want to talk a little bit about programs. I'm actually, next week, we're going to talk to two different types of programs. Today, we have Theo Jackson, who believes in the 12-step program. Can you talk a little bit about that for us, Theo?
Yes,
what it is and where you find it?
Yes, I can. 12-step program basically is was designed a long time ago, way back in the 1930s, and what it's doing is it's walking you through recognition of what's going on with you, and it's trying to teach you that don't be ashamed of this, that there is support out there. It is a religion-based program, and for a lot of people that's what they need. I also believe very firmly in CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, or smart recovery.
Okay.
And smart recovery works because it says it doesn't matter what you choose as your higher power.
Okay.
As long as you have one.
Exactly.
And that is comforting and nurturing for you.
Well, see, and that's just spirituality, and that's
absolutely
what I believe. I believe that people that are in addiction are disconnected from their spirituality.
Absolutely.
And because I see that, and you know, after yoga class they'll come up to me and they're like, I don't know what my higher power is. I have no idea what they're talking about when they talk in meetings about it. And that's why meditation is so important.
Melissa, you'd be surprised at how many, I'd say a good 70% of the people that I see on a regular basis, that's one of the topics in almost every one-on-one meeting we talk about.
Oh, I know. I see it. I see it myself. And it's because they're so disconnected from the mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. And once you become connected to that, your energy's different. You know how to slow down and take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know the difference between the ego mind Mm-hmm. And the higher power mind, because the ego mind is always going to lie to you, and the higher power mind is always going to tell you that everything's great and wonderful. And we choose to listen to the ego mind.
Well, because it's very practical. When I say practical, it's hands-on. It's saying the ego mind is going to say, if you buy that new car, then you're doing great. Doesn't matter if you're putting away a six-pack a night or a bottle of pills a week.
Right.
If I have this new truck, this new car, then I'm doing great.
Well, and that's society, right?
We're
always looking for something outside to fulfill us and to
Absolutely.
Make us feel good. Well, let me tell you that meditation will give you that connection, and you will have that within yourself to make yourself happy and at peace. And then you're not going to need the outside sources. You won't need materialistic items or prescription drugs or alcohol to feel at peace, to be happy.
And I think people meditate in different ways, too. You know, I have my dad's oldest friend. I'm positive that my Uncle Kirk meditates by fishing.
Well, totally.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something. He's the best meditator I've ever seen. He can stand in a mountain stream mm-hmm. for, it seems like, days.
Right.
And fly fish.
That's the thing. I think that word meditation scares people. They think they have to sit in this pretzel pose and they have to close their eyes and they have to have nothing in their brains. And they don't understand
There is a specific category of people who are very much afraid of meditation. When I say category, I'm talking about drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It is the people who are very much into meth and amphetamines.
Well, because they're on that rush high.
They're on the rush high. And when you get them to stop, literally, one of my guys had a panic attack.
Exactly.
Because he did not have any more of the drug in his system. And I was preaching or trying to get him to understand the concept of just being quiet for a moment.
Right.
He was sitting in a very comfortable chair, and he leaned forward, and he was sweating, nauseous, had to get him up and walking, simply because the very idea of just being quiet for a while scared the life out of him.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I think there's room for spiritual health even in our, like, MD visits, too. And I'm starting to inquire about that myself. And I think when we do that in the doctor visit, it gives people permission to do that in their lives, too, that it's not so weird and out there.
Well, because it's not so traditional.
Conversation with your doctor. Mm-hmm. And we can make it very not, it doesn't have to be a religious inquiry. It can be, you know, is there, and the way I bring it in for people is, you know, maybe do you journal a little bit at nighttime, or, mm-hmm. you know, one thing that I do with my family is a gratitude list at nighttime, mm-hmm. or is there something that you're grateful for at the end of your day, and that can be something that helps build spirituality for
exactly.
people. Or in the mornings, do you set an intention for your day?
Oh, setting intention is huge.
What you want for your day.
Right.
And that doesn't have to be religious on any level, but it is spiritual. And
well, it's non-threatening, too, if it's initiated or the subject is broached by your doctor.
Right.
It seems to me like an older guy or like a vet, for instance, that might have started his addiction in a war or something like that, you know, where he comes back and you know, he doesn't want to hear about meditation or, you know, being quiet. He wants to not, you know, crave whatever
he's... He wants to not feel his pain.
Yeah. And if it comes, you know, the whole idea of it comes from the doctor that's helping to get him well, it seems to me like that might be a good idea.
Or an ex-biker. I've had that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then one other thing, I really think that the 12-step programs are not religious at all, and I think when people describe them, they really feel that it's just definitely a spiritual, it's a spiritually-based program. And you know, some people, when they talk about, you know, their higher power, they'll even use, like, the other people in the room is what they'll consider their higher power, you know?
Right.
And so... And I don't think very many people consider it a religious experience at all, because it really is, you know, like an AA, it's just a room full of other alcoholics that are in there, you know, and there's nothing religious about that.
Right.
So I agree with you, but however,
so I think sometimes people get really frightened about going to AA
because
they think it's going to be religious, and it scares people away. So I know
when people come here, they tell me that they have a real hard time with the 12 steps because they see it as religious based.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I say a good 10% of the people that come through here,
and we start talking about 12 steps, they say, that sounds like a religious cult.
Right.
And I let them know, no, it's not.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Well, it seems to me like it's pure, a lot of pure counseling goes on in the 12-step program.
Absolutely.
A lot.
Yeah. And that's what's more important. I think it's very important because it's letting people know that they're not alone. It's letting people know that you can have a tree for a higher power. I happen to believe in Jesus or the Judeo-Christian God or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, guys? We're almost running out of time, but I want to make sure that we get some information out there. Theo, how can people contact you?
Oh, they can contact me by 831-600-5828.
And you do private counseling?
Yes, I do.
You do interventions?
Yeah. And my email address is tjjackson70@netzero.net.
Okay. And Amy Solomon, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, actually, our clinic is actually accepting patients. We're up at the Boulder Creek Medical Clinic, and we have 5 physicians who are open for patients,
mm-hmm.
and our clinic phone number is 831-338-2900, and we're actually general family practice, and one thing that's really important is having a lasting relationship with your doctor who's going to recognize that your behavior is different.
Exactly.
And pick up that you're maybe headed towards addiction or know you since you've been a high school student or
right.
whatever it is. So you can come and get established as a patient.
Great.
I also want to put in for a book called Pain-Free Living for Drug-Free People, A Guide for Pain Management and Recovery, anyone who's dealing with that. It's by Dr. Marv Seppala, S-E-P-P-A-L-A.
Great.
He's the medical director
of
Hazelden.
Hold that thought, Theo. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hang on. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back on Radiance and Chocolate in just a moment. Fresh seafood, dad wants juicy ribs, daughter wants Vietnamese noodle soup, and son wants a cheeseburger and fries, there's only one place to go. The Santa Cruz Diner. The Santa Cruz Diner is the one restaurant that specializes in doing everything right, all day and all night, Santa Cruz style. Each weeknight, the Santa Cruz Diner features mouth-watering dinner specials that will compete with your own kitchen. Listen.
Monday, it's salmon teriyaki with rice pilaf and sautéed green beans. Or Yankee pot roast with mashed potatoes and lots of vegetables for only $7.99.
Dinner specials at the Santa Cruz Diner are served from 4 to 11 p.m. and can sell out, so come in early. When you get hungry for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or midnight snacks, it's the Santa Cruz Diner. Children's menus and senior discounts of 15%. Go to the one restaurant that does everything right, the Santa Cruz Diner at 909 Ocean Street, Santa Cruz.
Who is the right dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody, and I practice comprehensive dentistry here in Santa Cruz. If I were a patient in search of the right dentist, I'd want to know if the dentist is caring, competent, and thorough. I'd want to know what needs to be done to bring my teeth and gums to optimum health. And I'd want to know what the dentist will do to ensure my comfort throughout the treatment process. I'd want to know if the dentist uses the latest proven techniques and technologies. Those are the things I'd want to know about my dentist, and so that's how I develop my practice. At my office, we explain what needs to be done and answer your questions before we begin treatment. We use a gentle touch and sedation if needed to keep you comfortable and relaxed. And I use the latest proven techniques and technologies to ensure beautiful results.
Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 831-457-0343. Find Dr. Peabody's sedation dentistry on the web at drpeabody.com or in the Yellow Pages. You too can wake up to a beautiful smile.
And we're back. Amy, could you repeat that book information? I want to make sure everybody
sure.
gets that.
It is called Pain-Free Living for Drug-Free People, A Guide for Pain Management and Recovery by Dr. Marvin Seppala, S-E-P-P-A-L-A.
Okay, great. And Theo, you had something you wanted to get out there.
Yeah, I just wanted to get out a couple websites, basically.
Okay, great.
One is NIDA, at the National Institute of Drug Abuse. It's www.nida.nih.gov. And that's going to give you some real good information about how to recognize prescription pain or any type of substance abuse and what you can do about it. Very concrete steps.
Great.
And then there's SAMHSA. That's SAMHSA. It's a Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And you just type that in, and it'll go directly to that. It's a fairly large database.
Right.
And it'll give you some idea, some statistics of what's been going on. And because prescription drug abuse and addiction is on the rise.
I totally believe that.
And it's really scary what I'm seeing coming through here. And it's not only on the rise with adults, but in the age group category 17 to 26, massive rise. And actually, from 12 to 17, it is also rising. It is now vying with marijuana as the drug of first use, first choice.
Really?
In that age group. And it's pretty scary, frankly.
That is pretty scary. Very scary. And all of this information will be put on the MySpace, myspace.com/radiance and chocolate.
Great.
And also, if anyone has any questions, they can email me at sophieandmelissa@hotmail.com.
Or if you can't remember any of that, the easiest email probably you'll ever hear in your life is my radio station email here at KSCO. It's all lowercase, the word production at KSCO.com. If you can't remember that one, well, then you really got a problem. Anyway, we want to thank both of you for being on the program today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, doctor.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll keep in touch. I'll see you later on today, Theo, when I get up there to teach my class.
Sound like a winner.
All right.
Have a great day.
Have a great day, you guys.
And you have some final...
Yes, I do. So Sophie usually reads something out of Conversations with God. I think the Serenity Prayer is needed here since we are talking about addiction. So I'm going to go ahead and read that. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Grant me the patience for the changes that take time, appreciation for all that I have, tolerance for those with different struggles, and the strength to live one day at a time. And with that, covering yourself in a bubble of white light, giving yourself protection, purple energy running up the midline of the body, giving yourself strength. Seeing the heart chakra in the center of the chest illuminating with green energy, sending that healing energy throughout the body or out into the world. We are one as we are held in the divine. Namaste.
And give us a final recap of what you got coming up next week, because you got a special program up next week along the same line, a little bit.
Along the same line, we're just going to talk about different programs. We talked about 12-step a little bit here today. We're going to have Narcanon on next week. They're a different program. They detox using saunas. It's very interesting, so I know you guys will like it.
All right, that's our program for today. Melissa Stone has been your host on the Monday edition of Radiance and Chocolate. She's been holding down the fort for the other half of the program, Sophie Winnick. We appreciate you listening, and stick around. We've got some great programming on the way on KSCO in just a couple of minutes.
it. You've always dreamed about doing it, so why not do it? Listen.
Dallas Jarvis. I like being in control of things, to ride, to fly. My horse is fast. It's beautiful. You don't know what you want to do with it, but the best thing to do is ride. And so I feel the same way when I saw a helicopter. It's beautiful, and what can you do with it that would be better than being the pilot?
I was looking all over Northern California for flight school. I found specialized helicopters. About 2 months ago, I took my introductory flight, and I'm going to be a certified helicopter pilot.
And I think I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie. I love going fast.
Hello, I'm Chris Gallardi of Specialized Helicopters, located at the Watsonville and Hayward Airports. Call me right now, and I will enroll you in our free helicopter training seminar. Plus, I'll get you a great introductory rate on your first helicopter flight lesson. Live the dream and fly into the future.
Call Specialized Helicopters today at 831-763-2244, 831-763-2244, or go to specializedheli.com. They're loud, they're fast, and they're coming to the Watsonville Fly-In this weekend. The roar of Marine Corps Harriers, Navy F-18 Hornets, and the Thunder Dolphins Jet Team will be heard over the Pajaro Valley skies at the 43rd Annual Watsonville Fly-In and Air Show, May 25, 26, and 27th at the Watsonville Airport. There'll be hundreds of Golden Age airplanes, warbirds, and homebuilts on display, military aircraft and helicopters, a shine-and-show car extravaganza on Saturday and Sunday, biplane rides, and the B-17 Sentimental Journey. Gates open at noon on Friday, and discounted tickets are now available at www.watsonvillefly-in.org. Simply click and print. The exciting weekend kicks off Friday with the traditional spaghetti dinner, dusk air show, and dazzling fireworks. Don't miss it. Go to www.watsonvillefly-in.org for all the show times and advance tickets. Come and salute our heroes at the Watsonville Fly-In and Air Show on Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, and we invite you to stick around. We have the latest in news and information for you now from Fox. Remember now, they're fair and balanced.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. About an hour from now, a key vote on immigration reform expected. Live to the Senate, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
Lisa, this procedural vote simply lets the debate move forward, but even that's proved controversial, with critics noting the deal was made in private, the language of the bill only drawn up Saturday, and now it pushes on to pass it this week.
American people have a right to be nervous about this. They have a right to be cynical about how we in Congress have handled immigration.
That's Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions. Even supporters of the bill, like Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid, wants some changes made.
Nearly everyone agrees that the existing bill is imperfect. What we have now, though, is a starting point.
Reid believes the bill is too punitive. Many conservatives feel it's too generous and amounts to an amnesty. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. President Bush at his Texas ranch today, hosting NATO's Secretary General and urging U.S. allies to do more to share the burden and the risks of fighting in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is a vital mission for the United States. It's a vital mission for our allies in Europe, because what happens in Afghanistan matters to the security of our countries.
The NATO chief agrees, calling Afghanistan a front line in the fight against terrorism. Reports just coming in of an explosion rocking Beirut, said to be in a shopping area in a mainly Sunni Muslim district. No details yet. Police in the small town of Moscow, Idaho, picking up the pieces after a weekend shooting rampage.
Presently, investigators have located 125 bullet casings fired by Hamilton from these two rifles in the area around the church and the courthouse.
Assistant Police Chief David Duke, the gunman who opened fire, killing two people, including a police officer, before killing himself, identified as 36-year-old Jason Hamilton, who had a history of violence. And once they identified him, police went to his house, and they found his wife dead of a gunshot wound to the head. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
At Check & Go, we're a lot like a bank.
We offer financial solutions, and we're safe and secure like a bank.
But Check & Go is different, too. You can get up to $1,000 quick and easy with no hassles. Try that at a bank.
Check & Go is a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounced check fees. Visit checkngo.com for terms, store locations, or to get a loan online. That's checkngo.com or call 1-800-561-CASH to speak to an associate 24/7. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information.
He's been campaigning for weeks, but now he's an official candidate. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson seeking the Democratic presidential nomination, making the announcement in California.
This is a very important state. It's a state with a large Latino population. I'm a Latino.
Richardson was born in Pasadena. He says his track record makes him the right person to lead the country through a pivotal time. An about face by MySpace.com, now agreeing to requests for information in the search for sexual predators online.
Saying it's trying to keep its space safe, MySpace says it will provide information on registered sex offenders who use the popular social networking website. This a week after first saying it could not, citing privacy concerns. All in response to attorneys general from 8 states who asked for the offenders' names and addresses. MySpace has been working since December to find the potential predators and log them off the site, saying it's already removed some 7,000 profiles. Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The defense trying to drive holes into a chauffeur's story at the Phil Spector murder trial. Under cross-examination, Spector's driver, Adriano De Souza, appearing to contradict himself on some points.
You told the first officers that you talked to you weren't sure about seeing blood, didn't you?